So today I thought I'd talk about the topic of integrity and what that means. And I heard a quote by Brené Brown, actually, who defined integrity as choosing courage over comfort, choosing what is right over what is fun, fast, or easy, and it's choosing to practice your values rather than simply professing them. So I'm going to say this again because I think it really struck a chord with me, and hopefully it'll strike a chord with you too. So Brené Brown says that integrity is choosing courage over comfort. It's choosing what is right over what is fun, fast, or easy, and it's choosing to practice your values rather than simply professing them. And as somebody who has always prided themselves on being a person with high levels of integrity, this quote really made me think, can I really call myself a person with integrity? Because it's choosing courage over comfort and what is right over what is fun, fast, or easy. Now, when I describe myself as a person with integrity, you know, do I treat people with respect? Do I make sure that I am always listening to both sides of the argument, even if I disagree with their statement? Do I do what I say I'm going to do? So if somebody asks me, look, you know, I need you to do this, will I do it? Absolutely. You know, my big downfall there is I'm one of those people who is perpetually late, and I'm really learning how to get myself organized. I always run out of time because I'm always underestimating how long stuff actually takes to do. But I get there and I do it. You know, I might be a little bit late, but if somebody says, I need you to do X, I'm there. I'm your person. And I will often be that person who volunteers for stuff. You know, things at school come up. No one's volunteered. We need volunteers. Yep, I'll do it. Things at work come up. No one's volunteered. I'll volunteer. Yep. So, you know, I'm one of those people who's, yeah, always got their finger in every pie, always trying to help. On the flip side of that is often I put way too much pressure and obligation on my plate, and then I burn out, fall into a big heap, go, why did I say yes when I really should have said no? But that's a different topic on another day. So if integrity is choosing courage over comfort and choosing what is right over what is fun, fast, and easy, I really had to question myself and think, so much of my life, especially since my teens and my 20s, was all about doing what felt good. And you know what? I think this is a generational thing as well. You know, I am just on that cusp of Gen Y. And, you know, we grew up in an environment where we had our needs met, our basic needs met. We, you know, we lived in comfortable homes. Our food, our education, our opportunities were provided to us. My family was definitely not well off. But did I lack any of the, you know, basic material necessities in life? No. You know. And I think part of when you have, you know, your basic needs of food, shelter, clothing, education met, you, well, take it for granted, but you start seeing the non-essentials as essentials because you've, you know, you've stepped up to, you know, the next level of what you consider your needs. So when your basic needs are met, when you've got water to drink, water gets pretty boring after a while. So you start thinking juice, or you start thinking coffee or whatever, right? And it's been really interesting over the last couple of decades when I think about my relationship with money. I started working when I was 13 years old. I started off with a bit of a paper route. And then when I was 16, you know, I started working at a fast food place, and I've never essentially been unemployed. There's only been a couple of years in that period of time when I had my children, and you know, and anyone who's got kids will know that having kids is not something that you could describe yourself as being unemployed. You're sure as hell is working. And I think that if I tick the boxes of what it means to be someone with integrity, I can't actually tick that box when it comes to necessarily looking after myself, especially in the relationship I have with money. I've always confused looking after myself with what comes fast, easy, what is comfortable, what is convenient. You know, I've had a big day at work, I'm tired, I just want to put my feet up, I'll order takeout, with the knowledge that the takeout is going to cost me double, triple, quadruple what it would cost me to make a meal at home. It's also going to probably be double, triple, quadruple the number of calories and all the rest of it. I mean, I lived by myself for a while, and anyone who's lived by themselves knows that sometimes it actually is cheaper to eat out than it is to make, you know, a meal for yourself. But especially now, you know, we have kids. Something as simple as being unorganized when it comes to meal prep. And these are not big questions, right? This is not whether or not I should order takeout. I definitely don't think it's a big question. But when I think about my relationship with money, and the relationship I have with money is a big deal. You know, it's nice to think that, you know, money, we don't care about money. Nobody, you know, money shouldn't be a big deal, and you know, shouldn't focus on materialistic things. But the reality of the situation is, yeah, no, okay, so money doesn't make the world go round, but it sure as hell makes life easier. And if I come back to that point of acting with integrity, I honestly look at my own relationship with money, and there have been countless, countless times when I wanted to indulge or overindulge, and again chose what was fast and easy over what was right. And you know, we pay the price later on in the form of debt, in the form of, you know, crap, I've run out of money, or, you know, I haven't saved for this. Life happens, another bill happens, something needs to be fixed with a car, kids get sick, whatever. You know, somebody invites you to a birthday party that you didn't realize, and, you know, you've got to buy presents. And it's about finding a balance between saying, okay, you know, I will allow myself these little indulgences because I'm human and I can enjoy my life too. But if I stand back, am I going to enjoy my life more because I actually treated the material possessions I had in my life? And if I think about money, or if I think about, you know, food, clothes, whatever, if I treated them with a little bit more care, a little bit more consideration, a little bit more forward planning, would I be in a better position? Absolutely. And so in my quest to fulfill my own, I'm not going to say obligation, because it's not an obligation. If I want to hold myself, and I think this probably is a better description, I'm going to hold myself to a particular standard. So Brené Brown says, it's choosing to practice your values rather than simply professing them. And if I value myself as a person with integrity, I need to do this in the small things, not only in the big things. So if I'm going to treat others with integrity, I'm also going to treat myself and the experiences and the material possessions with integrity as well. You know, if I forget about money for a second, I think about something like a gym membership, or a, in my case, I have a membership for a yoga studio. It can be pretty tempting, especially when the sun hasn't even come up, to get out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's dark and the stars are still out and get my ass over to a yoga studio. And I'm still half asleep and I'm still going. And I'm, you know, I got to bed at 10, 11, 12. My baby was up and it's just crazy. But the truth of the matter is, I've made that commitment to go. I know that if I do go, I'm doing good things for my mind and my body and my spirit. And I'm treating myself with integrity. And if we're talking about the money, hey, I paid for this membership, so there's nothing worse than not utilizing what you've actually already paid for. So that's my challenge. And it's a big one because, you know, it really made me question my own ideals of what it means to be a person with integrity. If somebody said, you know, how would you describe myself? I would say, yes, I'm a person with high levels of integrity. And so realizing that I need to choose what courage over comfort and what is right over what is fun, fast, and easy is something that I need to incorporate in my daily moment by moment practice. So hopefully you might question your own ideas on integrity. You may or may not agree with Brené's definition, but it's an interesting topic, and I look forward to exploring it more. My name is Izara, and thank you for listening.